Now to rising unemployment. 18 states have so many people out of work, they've run out of unemployment insurance funds. Florida, California, and New York are now in the red. So is Wisconsin. From Milwaukee member station WUWM, Latoya Dennis has this report.
The resource room at Milwaukee's Hire Center is full of people looking for work on a recent morning. Among those searching online databases for jobs is Peter Townsell.
I was a delivery driver. Food, beverage, whatever they had to deliver.
For the past 3 months, he's been receiving unemployment. As a delivery truck driver, he brought home around $900 a week compared to just $300 now.
Right now, I'm grateful and I thank God that this is available.
Townsell says his unemployment benefits are his lifeline. Wisconsin is averaging 200,000 people on unemployment from week to week, but the insurance fund is out of money and has been since February.
We're borrowing from the federal government to the tune of something like $650 million as of today.
James Buchan is on Wisconsin's Unemployment Insurance Advisory Committee.
We're not out of funds in the sense that we don't have money to pay benefits, because we are able to continue to borrow from the federal government. The system was set up that way.
And Buchan says the state will continue borrowing and watching the debt grow.
Well, the deficit as a result grows to $2.2 billion in 2010, or a little over $2.7 billion in 2011, and doesn't start to decrease until 2013, absent any changes to the system.
Buchan says it will take many years for the fund to become solvent again. The National Employment Law Project, based in New York City, isn't surprised by the state's money problems. Deputy Director Andrew Stettner says states are running out of money because many have been living paycheck to paycheck, in essence, since the 1990s.
Just bring in enough taxes this year to pay last year's benefits. Well, that doesn't build up any reserves if you have, a year like with a recession where unemployment benefits double or triple.
Stettner says it's probably going to take the federal government getting involved to get states back on track when it comes to unemployment insurance funds. That's because no state wants to be known as the one with the highest unemployment insurance premiums.
Hard for Wisconsin to, pass a, change in their premiums if Minnesota or Illinois doesn't pass at the same time, because then there's just a worry about businesses. How are we going to stay competitive?
Stettner says right now there's no political will to change how unemployment insurance funds operate. The level of borrowing worries a lot of people, but Stettner says don't panic.
Unemployment benefits are one of the best ways that we can prime the economic pump for recovery. So we have to keep these benefits flowing.
According to Stettner, all the states combined had $40 billion in their unemployment trust funds before the recession. By 2012, the National Employment Law Center projects the states will have $80 billion in debt from their borrowing to pay the initial 6 months of unemployment. For NPR News, I'm Latoya Dennis in Milwaukee.